Feingold is urging his fellow senators to reject the bill. The Wisconsin Democrats' push for benchmarks and timelines, including those in a previous supplemental funding bill that would have pulled U.S. soldiers out of Iraq this year. Feingold says President Bush's latest surge maneuver isn't working against insurgents.
Last month, we lost over 100 Americans. Last weekend, the media reported that 24 bodies were lying in the streets of Baghdad, all of whom had been killed execution style. 19 of them were found in parts of the city where the troops have surged.
Feingold says by compromising with the president, Congress is neglecting the will of the American people, most of whom simply want their fighting men and women home.
They don't want to give the so-called surge time. They don't want to pass this problem off to another president and another Congress, and they sure don't want another American service member to die or lose a limb while elected representatives put their own political comfort over the wishes of their constituents.
President Bush has threatened to veto any bill with a timeline for troop withdrawal, saying it would hurt progress made in Iraq. The administration also says there are encouraging signs that the surge is working to quell the insurgency and restore order. A vote on the legislation is expected before this weekend. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.